grass. The only thing of beauty was a wild rose growing by the door, and its bright, sweet-smelling flowers seemed to smile kindly at the poor prisoners who went into that place, and at those who came out to their death. A crowd of people waited in Prison Lane. The men all had beards and wore sad-colored clothes and tall gray hats. There were women, too, in the crowd, and all eyes watched the heavy wooden door of the prison. There was no mercy in the faces, and the women seemed to take a special interest in what was going to happen. They were country women, and the bright morning sun shone down on strong shoulders and wide skirts, and on round red faces. Many of them had been born in England, and had crossed the sea 20 years before, with the first families who came to build the town of Boston in New England. They brought the customs and religion of Old England with them, and also the loud voices and strong opinions of Englishwomen of those times.
"It would be better," said one hard-faced woman of 50, "if we good, sensible, church-going women could judge this Hester Prynne. And would we give her the same light punishment that the magistrates give her? No." "People say," said another woman, "that Mr. Dimmesdale, her priest, is deeply saddened by the shame that this woman has brought on his church."
"The magistrates are too merciful," said a third woman. "They should burn the letter into her forehead with hot metal, not put it on the front of her dress."
"She ought to die," cried another woman. "She has brought shame on all of us. Ah, here she comes."
The door of the prison opened, and, like a black shadow coming out into sunshine, the prison officer appeared. He put his right hand on the shoulder of a woman and pulled her forward, but she pushed him away and stepped out into the open air. There was a child in her arms, a baby of 3 months, which shut its eyes and turned its head away from the bright sun. The woman's face was suddenly pink under the stares of the crowd, but she smiled proudly and looked round at her neighbors and the people of her town. On the bosom of her dress, in fine red cloth, and surrounded with fantastic patterns of gold thread, was the letter A. The young woman was tall and perfectly shaped. She had long, dark hair which shone in the sunlight, and a beautiful face with deep black eyes. She walked like a lady, and those who had expected her to appear sad and ashamed were surprised how her beauty shone out through her misfortune. But the thing that everyone stared at was the scarlet letter, sewn so fantastically onto her dress.
"She is clever with her needle," said one of the women. "But what a way to show it! She is meant to wear that letter as a punishment, not as something to be proud of."
The officer stepped forward, and people moved back to allow the woman to walk through the crowd. It was not far from the prison to the marketplace, where, at the western end, in front of Boston's earliest church, stood the scaffold. Here criminals met their death before the eyes of the townspeople, but the scaffold platform was also used as a place of shame, where those who had done wrong in the eyes of God were made to stand and show their shameful faces to the world. Hester Prynne accepted her punishment bravely. She walked up the wooden steps to the platform and turned to face the stares of the crowd. A thousand eyes fixed on her, looking at the scarlet letter on